Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Friends in Christ, on this second Sunday of Advent, the first reading calls on all people awaiting redemption from slavery to take off the dress of sorrow and distress and put on the beauty of the glory of God forever. And what is the reason for a people in distress to start dancing for joy? The prophet Baruch puts it this way: for God means to show your splendor to every nation, since the name God gives you forever will be peace through integrity and honor through devotedness. This message from the prophet Baruch was one of good news from God to his people, his suffering people, the people of Israel when they were in captivity in the past. Yet it is still so relevant for us today. If we look around us and see what happens around, when people want to take the world by violence, destroying and causing mayhem everywhere, then we know that this message is still relevant for us. While it is so true that we are not in physical bondage to anyone, we understand and we can accept that we are enslaved by the sin of the millennium, a crave for material goods in a selfish manner that leaves no room for the common good of all. We are enslaved by our desires and passions. We are enslaved by our lack of firm trust in the Word of God that is meant to set us free from our captivity to sin and malice. That is why some people are caught up in the desire to cause pain, injury, or distress to others. So they are intent on committing unlawful acts and cause harm without any justification or any excuse. Just not long ago, we heard what happened in France. It happened in Mali, and here in the U.S. last week. We don't know what happened to the people who should come here to enjoy their lives, then they begin to cause trouble. I think it is only fair that if you are a bad person, remain in your country and become bad there. Don't carry your evil deeds across to a different country. But that is what it is. And the reason? We have thrown God out of the window. We don't want God in our lives. We think that God is someone sitting somewhere, twisting and screwing some knobs so that we will behave the way he wants us to, like as if we are puppets. He has given us the free will to make the choices. It is our free will we are expressing by denying and ignoring him, and now we have the outcome of refusing to accept God in our lives. When this country was full of the love of God, nobody would get up and come from somewhere and threaten the peace of the U.S. Now we are very happy. The church is evil. The people doing it, they are not doing the right thing. So we go our own way. People come from far away and they threaten us. For most of you, you still know the pain of 9/11. Just not a long time ago. But today, many things are happening. They may not happen at the same extent, like 9/11. But today, people who should come to enjoy life and enjoy peace here, they're threatened. And we have become slaves in our own countries. This is not the type of the world that God has given everyone. If we must learn to live like brothers and sisters, we must know God first. When we say we don't like God and we throw him out and we want to help one another, we are failing. Today, the scriptures are calling us to pay attention to our relationship with God. With all these unfortunate deeds and happenings, however, the message of the prophet is that the time of malice and mischief that leads to sorrow will soon be over because God has decided to visit his people and set them free from the snare that entraps them. And that, just as God led Israel of old out of slavery, so also he is leading us, the new Israel, that is purchased by the blood of his Son, in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for our company. And in the second reading, St. Paul's voice continues to entreat all his hearers, including us today, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. In the same vein, the gospel presents us John the Baptist, whose message was a call to repentance. John made use of the text of the prophet Isaiah to express and to make his message clearer. He said, he represents the voice of one calling out in the desert of people's lives, entreating them to prepare the way of the Lord and to make straight his paths. He calls us to fill every valley of our selfish acts with integrity and to lower the mountains and hills of our sin through repentance and the forgiveness of those who sin against us. So John the Baptist, who came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ, calls everyone to repentance. And for our repentance to be genuine and sincere, we must be ready to forgive those who sin against us. And when we do this, we will know the peace and the joy of salvation. We cannot say we are repenting and refusing in the same breath to forgive those who sin against us. When we repent and we forgive, we will know the peace and the joy of God's mercy. And at that point, we will not stand up and take up arms to destroy the lives of innocent people. John calls every one of us to turn away from evil and do that which is good. He calls us to straighten the winding roads of deception to which we have perpetually clung. When all this is done, then we shall experience the joy of God's salvation. For we would have invited Jesus Christ into our lives, and we would have made him to become our vision and our life. The whole world is waiting for the joy of the salvation brought by our God. The world needs more than the absence of war. It needs peace in mind and body. God promises this peace, but he needs you and I to be the instruments and channels through which his peace will fill the earth. What is our response?
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.